Arts with the Brain in Mind, author Eric Jensen. Why arts? Arts are not only fundamental to success in our demanding, high-technical, fast-moving world, but they're what make us most human, most complete as people. At a time when higher standards are being thrust on all of us, arts have an even bigger place. Even if one could get the highest scores without a basic or integrated arts curriculum, do you really want to live in a world where the best that we have to offer is a high test score graduate, but a person who can't work with others, be creative and express themselves, solve real-world problems, and do it with civility? Musical arts. Music making is part of what makes us human. To substantiate the case that music is a fundamental, essential human discipline, we make the following arguments. Music enhances cognitive systems, including visual, spatial, analytical, mathematical, creative ones, which increases both the brain's efficiency and effectiveness. Emotional systems are positively affected, including endocrine, hormonal, social, personal skills, cultural, and aesthetic appreciation. Stress response system is enhanced, including the immune response and autonomic nervous system, the sympathetic and parasympathetic systems. Music affects digestion, internal secretions, circulation, nutrition, respiration, and the immune system. Hence, not a single function of the body escapes being influenced by vibrations. Perceptual motor systems are enhanced, including listening, vestibular systems, sensory acuity, timing, state management. Memory systems are activated through improved listening, attention, concentration, and recall. Music also works to aid our memory because the beat, the melody, and the harmonies serve as carriers for the semantic content. That's why it's easier to recall the words to a song. Visual arts. The visual arts include design, art production, paper and canvas work, photography, drawing, illustration and painting. They are also demonstrated by technical theatre work, costume design, makeup, lighting, props and scenery. Today, many students are using technology as a visual medium. This includes filmmaking, video stories, visualizing, printmaking, shooting, editing, and computer-based graphics design. As well, students use multimedia for art, communication, or marketing materials and the development of websites. Other ways to use the visual arts include architecture, visual thinking, graphic organizers, mind maps, exploratoriums, and galleries. The question to be addressed are, what impact does visual art making have on the brain, if any? And if the effects are positive, how do we use and enhance these effects? Visual arts and cognition. Of all the effects on cognition, visual arts seem to be the strongest when used as a tool for academic learning. Studies report strong links between visual learning and improvement in reading and creativity. Early educational research showed thinking in art was followed by improved thinking in other disciplines. Are your students having memory problems? Sometimes, repetition and a new representation of the learning will strengthen the memories. In fact, drawing arts can help establish, diagnose, and retrain memory problems in learners. Visual arts as an inclusion strategy. One of the most powerful benefits of an arts curriculum is the development and sharing of cross-cultural heritage. The arts curriculum enhances teamwork and community building. And just as important, there's plenty of evidence that engaging learners in the arts can, and does, reach special populations. Students with disabilities, emotional problems, or cognitive deficits can be served by the arts. Visual arts in the curriculum. Schools should introduce learners to three aspects of visual art: the pleasure of it, the functionality of it, and the study of it. The first two ought to be mandatory, The last ought to be by choice. How to teach visual arts is just as important as what to teach about them. Teach art as a joy. Role model and allow students to experience the pleasure, surprise, beauty and joy of art. Kinesthetic arts. The kinesthetic arts can be dramatic, drama, mime, theatre, musicals, industrial, sculpting, auto repair, design, electronics, building, metal or woodworking, or recreational, recess, classroom games, physical education, sports, active health programs. The role of dramatic arts. In school, dramatic arts programs, teachers rarely expect that students will become professionals at it. The real driving force behind dramatic arts is what it does for the emotional, physical, and cognitive abilities of the student. Improved development. Through drama and dramatic play have many direct benefits. One indirect benefit is that it facilitates the maturation of the brain's cortical systems. This is especially important for enhancing student learning. Reading, counting, speaking, and problem solving are all maturation correlated, and it's play that speeds the process. It does it faster and more efficiently than any other means because play usually has the recipe for brain growth built in. Challenge, novelty, feedback, coherence, and time. Self-concept. Self-concept improves when we gain greater control and mastery over our lives. It improves when we have specialized skills and can get along with our peers. The processes learned in dramatic arts include the ability to express personal ideas without fear or censorship, the beauty of movement, and the corresponding vocabulary. Students also learn compositional structure, sequencing, collaboration skills, and interpretation. The qualities of rhythm, coherence, and flow are introduced and refined. Students learn technical skills, including artistic problem solving, time-space issues, emotional impact, and the logistics of production work. Playful expression. Many prominent researchers have suggested that emotional skills may be far more important to a child's success than cognitive skills. But when teachers feel pressed for time, where can they get these skills? Dramatic arts can facilitate the development of emotional intelligence in children because they meet the criteria facilitating those essential social and emotional skills. They create face-to-face interactions, and they require managing feelings, expressing verbal and non-verbal requests, delaying gratification, managing self-talk, problem-solving, identifying feelings in others, resolving conflicts, and more. Cognition. Can dramatic arts increase cognitive skills? While in motion, the brain acts like a flight simulator, constantly inventing, moving mental models to project onto a changing world. This synthesis of proprioception, timing, sequencing, and kinesthetics is an extraordinary mentally complex operation, and it builds thinking skills. The neurobiological systems necessary for improved grades include quick thinking, mental model development, task sequencing, memory, self-discipline, problem-solving, and persistence. These and other related skills are developed through dramatic arts. The role of industrial arts. Industrial arts include sculpting, creating displays, woodworking, auto repair, metalworking, and building products out of any medium. Industrial art making does many things for us, including developing the brain and giving us a sense of self-control over our world. Brain activity and working with our hands is so interdependent, so synergistic and complex that no single brain theory can adequately account for it. The hand speaks to the brain as much as the brain speaks to the hand. The role of recreational arts. Recreation arts include activities like recess, classroom breaks, group play, sports, juggling, games, and physical education. This group of disciplines is a powerful strategy for improving emotional and physical health, cognition and decision-making. Health. The pleasant experiences students have in recreational arts may stimulate the immune system for several days. Better yet, having fun can reinforce that school is a good place to be. Keeping students in school may be one of the greatest benefits of all. Arts make a difference. Art making helps students acquire a feel for what it means to transform an idea into a product or art form. It refines a heightened awareness of the senses. Students will gain aesthetic qualities of art from building a cabinet, playing an instrument, or making an instrument. They will be able to apply these qualities to life, but that's not the only point to it. Students will be creating new ideas and will likely develop a willingness to imagine and explore ideas that have not existed before. Art-making students will be willing to explore uncertainty, delaying closure, or early solutions in favour of sustaining judgment and enhanced process. Students will learn alternative thinking. They'll be more willing to explore opposing ideas, multiple perspectives, and unexpected points of view. They'll become more compassionate about others' feelings. They'll appreciate better other cultures and alternative ways of thinking. If you like those qualities, arts can help instill them better than any other discipline.